And we spoke about last week that the sugya b'tochen in ourselves. We were speaking about the start of the sugya of change, the difficulty of change. We started trying to build that one of the ikum akfim of change is that we don't believe that we could change. Or better yet, we won't believe we will change if we apply ourselves to properly. And probably from the Merkaz, what we wanted last week was that it's a sugya, it's a Rashi, and Sfi Rashi was Nekudah Merkazis in Ma'an Torah. It was one of the major Nekudas. That it's like some sort of feeling sometimes that people that, you know, self-confidence and self-esteem is something, it's a Madernish Zach that they, the last 25, 34 years, they're talking about. No, it's one of the very chosh and for me. It's a very, very wichtige thing. That it's an akudim akazis in the Torah. It's a double poshet. That this is a basic idea in Torah. And it was an akudim akazis in Ma'an Torah. Ma'an Torah was based on Klal Yisrael's bitochim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It traveled over to the bitochim themselves. We had the Rashi. Rashi again. And the Gemara state already that it's based on Tmimus, which is a midah betochen. Rashi says it wasn't only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was in themselves. Zok Rashi. Salachnu my betoim lev kederach ha'oisim yavav samachnu alav shalei tenenu. Now Rashi talks about them. Samachnu alav shalei tenenu bedover shalei nuchalam. That was the soid of an asav initially. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Torah, and the Torah mitzat atzmoi, then an arayim azeh is something that is higher than the natural koiches of a human being. The point of the Torah is to extend us, to make us higher, maroimim us. So it must be that we have the koiches to keep Torah, to go, to be in the Salah Ali Day Torah. A little bit, chaz of what we saw then. I want to read Deres Eliyahu inside, the Goyim inside. We quote over a Goyim, this Lashon of Rashi. The Dover Shalinu Chulamed by Rashi is Maramis. And that without this Tmimus that Klal Yisrael had, they would have had a terrible Shiloh, they would have had a terrible pickbook, they would have said, Yilayu Chulamed by, who says we're going to be able to keep the Torah? Not a Yehim Azeh, this problem exists, like I mentioned. So we're going, not Mishkolosh and Azeh, we're going, meaning from a Goyim, going there, so you're gracious, Gimel. Losh and the Goyim is like this. Gilu lanu atoyro, kol taino sayetzer heim ashnayim lishpachosim. Very interesting lashon. If you want a tight shop, he means kol taino sayetzer. You want a tight shop, the cool, the ikur tainus of the yetzer, shnayim lishpachosim. They're mugdur, they're categorized in two. B'tchilo hu ba'al adam b'taino zu, shi efshir b'shum oifin la'adam shekayim mitzvah Hashem yizbarach. Why? Lashon the goyim. Ki hu davar shein yuchal amir ba. It's a lashon. The two types of Tainus Neitzar, the first one is that he comes to a person, he says, you're not going to do it, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You could try, you could dream, you could have rather be involved in it, but it's not going to work. Why? It's something that's not going to hold. It's not going to end up standing. It's not going to be kavu. You'll try to start talking Lashon Hara. You'll try to go out of your way for your wife. You'll try to have patience with your kids. You'll try to stop looking at the places and the sites you're not supposed to be looking. But it's a matter of time. You know yourself, the past 20 years you've been that way. The second Taina Grad, it's not our Indian. The second Taina, the Grand says he comes with the Heroes Hatters. After that doesn't work, he comes with the Heroes Hatters. It's not fine. But the first time the Goyim says the Menol Mamre, and could neged this taina, can hear it so essential, neged this taina come to the Tmimus of Klal Yisrael, come to the Betochim of Klal Yisrael. Nochamol, the Makor of the Betochim is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu state in Rashi, if he is putting me in the Matzav, he's giving me Torah, that gives me Betochim. He said over the Gloshen of the Tzadik, Kishem Shodah Mechuyiv Laham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kein Mechuyiv Achar Kach Lahamid Ba'atzmo. Kishay means that there's a connection. I want to be marchiv a little bit more in this inyan. Be mavasas a little bit more. Show how mamish this was an akudim or kozis ma'an Torah. Again, and this is because Mantara, everything we have is Mantara. This is supposed to be something, it's supposed to be a very central thing in our lives, in our wives' lives, in our kids' lives. It's something basic. But I also want to, throughout tonight, a little bit more, touch up a little bit more, but even Masi, what is, how we're supposed to feel out this bitachon atzmi, we're calling it. Early on, during Shabbos, Tapeches, when Rashi talks about this Nasav and Ishma, which again, the previous Rashi that we spoke about, the Tmimus, that was explaining how they did Nasav and Ishma. So, very famously, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Loza, V'shoshek dim Yisrael Nasav and Ishma, Yosef Baskel V'omelem, Migilo Labonai Roze, Shemaloch Yeshtoris Mesham Shema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it, first of all, a Soid, it's a Soid. It's a Roz, it's a Roz. Well, it's a Roz Shemaloch Yeshtoris Mesham Shema. The secret is something that's geheret to the Malach Yesharis. It belongs to the Malach Yesharis. In other words, Kala Yisrael followed Malachim in this thing. Shenema. Dichsev. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov. Yiboyrei koyach oysa dvara l'shmoya b'kol dvara. Where do we see the Malachim use it? Because they're called Yiboyrei koyach oysa dvara l'shmoya b'kol dvara. Frekti gemar b'reishay oysa v'hadu l'shmoya. What is that? Yeah. Terence is. That's a Malach of Nasa b'nishma. Nasa koydim l'nishma. So already last week we spoke about that usually, that's what my show learns, that the kud of similarity to Malachim is the fact that they made Hechrech, the Kilu, they took away the Bechir, Klai Yisrael took away the Bechir. It's one Zach. Last week we spoke about that maybe it's this Nekuda that we're talking about. I want to be marchiv it now. The Nekuda that a Malach only has one Shlichus. A Malach is 100% confident in what he's going to do because that's all he was created for. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. That is his fach. That is his tafkid. Because that's his whole mitzvah. So, let's see. It's a gemara before. It's a gemara before Rashi. And Rashi, it's a menachah nachah knesh. Rashi, if one of the Shabbos, is bothered by. He's bothered by Pashup Shan Pesukim. What does it mean, oisei dvora lishmoya? Very nice. Klal Yisrael said nase. Nase means we will do. Nase means we will do. But the Pesuk should marry them. Oisei dvora. Oisei means betan. It says Malachim did. They did. Malachim didn't do before they heard. Malachim also didn't do before they heard. Rashi had shver. Rashi doesn't say even tell me the shlemer, but Rashi had shver. Rashi says, "Muchanim lasa is koydim shishma." Rashi touches up the words of Bissalav Dafka. Oisei dvoroi doesn't mean they actually did. Can't mean they actually did. Oisei dvor means they were 100% ready to do. That's what it means. Muchanim lasa. Muchanim lasa is koydim shishma. Veloy kederech shavodim sheshoyim imtchilas adover leidim yichoyim mekabelim imlav. Most people are not ready until they hear what we're talking about. We spoke about last week. We have to see if it's compatible, if it works out. Malachim and Klal Yisrael imitated Malachim. They're 100% ready before they hear. We're ready to do. Just tell us what to do. 1,000 of them. It won't make a shum nafkamina what you're going to tell us. We're 100% ready. Look, Rashi. Rashi is someone's in shock. Go back to the Pasuk. The Ma'is of the Pasuk state. It doesn't say Muchanim Lasses. Rashi is better. Vim Mendos in the Pasuk. The Teretz is state told the Kuda that we're talking about. And this is already going to start opening up. The Teichna Dvar, the Teich. The Teich is Muchonus is going to guarantee someone who's 100% Muchon is going to bring that he is going to have an Asiya. And maybe the other way around also. What does it mean, Muchon? How are you 100% ready? How are you 100% ready before? The answer is because I feel like it's going to be done. I know this can be done. It's already done. It's a done deal. We say it's a done deal. The Muchanus is a position. If you want to measure yourself, if you have in your matziv of bitachon atzmi, if you want to measure yourself, see soon it means, if you want to measure yourself that you're going to take a certain project in Yiddishkeit ernst, ernst that means you throw yourself totally into it, you have to measure yourself, you feel Muchanin as if it's already done. It's all you said, listen for it. How can I feel it's already done? That you need bitachon. You need bitachon. Again, I don't remember so well what I meant. I said a year ago, B'tochen, I remember. What I brought. But in the sugis of B'tochen, there's a Mori de Galosh and Chazal, which is in the Shemir Vakamu Mekoymus. B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many places in Chazal, it says, the Shpitz Baal B'tochen, by him, it's Kilu Dvar Hashem Asuya. Galosh and Chazal, many places. By Mnoyach, it says he was a Tani Amona. He had to wait to believe that a Mabul could become. He waited Mamish till it reached up to his neck. And then he went, it was Tani Amona, because you're supposed to be Kil Dvar Hashem Asuya. If Hashem says something's going to happen, It didn't happen. It never happened yet. A marble, the whole world's a marble going to come. Aber Baal Bitochen, he's by Teachil Dvar Hashem Asuya. Nachshem, and another was like that. He's running into the Yam. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's Shoshan Gitan. It's already in the bank. Kenira, al derech zeh bitochen atzmi, there's also a mahalach of kiyul dvar Hashem asuyo. That's oisei dvar. Malochim, they have this hakara. This is me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me for this. Obviously, this is what's going to happen. I got to hear the orders. I got to hear what Hashem wants me to do. But it's going to happen. The muchonim lasso is 100% because it's their zach. They believe this is their identity. This is me. Where does that come from? We're talking about Kadosh Baruch. Allahim have a very clever talk. Klal Yisrael Mamatan Torah. How did they get to that? Klal Yisrael got the muchonim lasso is tariyag mitzvahs tariyag and tariyag mitzvahs. Every single tariyag mitzvahs every sifshin shulchan aruch. How could you do that? Answers the Rashi you read. Start off today with. That smichus, the relying, the leaning on the Kadosh Baruch was so fast, was so solid, that it was kiyul dvar Hashem asuya. It's oisei dvar. This is oisei dvar. This is nasim and ishman. This is the soid shemalach hasharish mishtam shaboy. It's a soid because it's a trick a little bit. We'll see it tonight more, maybe next week, next time. It's a trick. Sometimes it sounds very like who are you fooling? You're making yourself a grace man. No, I'm a grace Talmud Chacham. You haven't started yet. Oh no. You believe in yourself, you're a Talmud Chacham. If you believe in yourself, you're going to be a Talmud Chacham. It's going to happen. It's a roz. But it works 100%. Let's see a little lighter. I'm trying to tighten it up. We'll tighten up a little more. Now, if in Masi, what does it mean? There's another lashon. Good morning. There in the Sugin Shabbos, Tapiches Merbeis. Which is a Lashon Chazal, many often in Agadah we touch it up as a Moshul. I want to try to bring it to a Vedantika level. And the Gemara says that in one place, Shomu ki Negidim, that Dibri Torah called like Negidim. Chazal say one Dimion is, Tari Yesh by Lohomis Lahachis, of which state. Zok the Gemara brings a member of Rava. The Amar Rava, a very famous member. The Rabbi said about the Torah, "Lemaiminon b'osami dechayim." It has two mahalchim. It has a mahalch of chayim and a mahalch of moves. Lemaiminon b'osami dechayim. Those who are maiminon, not with lashon aleph. Maiminon mem yud yud mem yud nun yud. Maiminon long lashon yamin. We'll see. Those who go with the mahalch of yamin, sami dechayim. Lemasmilim b'osami demoisa. That's what it means. Les lahachris was. What is a pasha touch? What does it mean? Someone goes with the right hand and someone goes with the left hand. What does it mean? So there's two Rashi. The Rashi here and Rashi earlier in the Samar Gimel. It's a very similar Gemara, a tiny bit different. Rashi Vayyos says, Laminen. Asukin, also a very famous Rashi, always talk this Rashi. Rashi over here is Magda, a little bit, when he means Amelis the Torah. Asukin b'chol choychom b'trudun adasoid. My meaning by Rashi says means somebody who's learning with a ganza ganska, he's putting his whole mitzias. He wakes up, it's licked up his cup. What's pshat in the Rashba? What's pshat in the Chedush Rabbeinu David? What's pshat? His whole mitzias is invested in Torah. That's my meaning. But what's the mashal yamin for to Rashi? Ka'odem ha-mishtamish b'yad yamin o'yishehu ikr. Yamin is always ikr. Rashi earlier in Samagim Amal Aleph, before the Mitzayin, the ma'minin shel Torah shemefash v'shin tamayim b'dikduk, people who learned Torah not flippantly, not superficially, b'dikduk, the medakdika, u'boirin ki yamin ha'yim u'memes l'malachot. They pick it out like the yamin ha'yumemes. Your right hand is something called set aside for malach. That's yamin. Masmilimba. Who's masmilimba? Rashi and Peiches is no Rashi over there. And Rashi and Samakimel says she'en yebein geingo bagal tzorchet. They go very light and turn flippantly back. Yeah. If it's rare, okay, it's not good. We'll leave it a little early. We'll see you tomorrow. That's masmilimba. This is my meaningba and this is masmilimba. Second Shem Rashi is learning the Shmuel. It sounds like Chazal picked some sort of mashal to explain. People learn Torah very seriously with a Giyah and a Melus. People learn Yom V'Layla, that's the hearts of their life. That's Yimin. And small, some of those long shvach. I want to take it deeper. I want to say this is Mamash Anakud. The moshul of Yamin and small is not just stam moshul. It's mamash sugya. And here's what we're going to get to. This is the coup that we said last week. And this is the secret of life. And many people talk about, we find many people who attempt many things and they're not matzliach. And other people attempt other things and they are matzliach. One of the ikur kivinim is, are you a righty or a lefty? How are you doing it, like a righty or a lefty? There are people who do things like a righty, and there are people who do things like a lefty. What's the difference between right and left? What's the difference between right and left? Right is a strong hand, it's ikur. It's also called the human. It's also called the human. Right is a strong hand, it's ikur. Right, you feel at home with. You feel it's a comfortable hand, it's a go-to hand. You feel at home, you feel Irish, you feel confident very much in your right hand. Your left hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made us, we have a side that is very, you're very not confident if you do something with your left hand. If you would have to do a surgery, you would have to do it with your left hand, you would be very not confident because it's not, not your home and hand that's at home. What Chazal are saying over here is the person who's true dim ledas soida, and the person who's a geya bo, it's because his tzugang to Torah is because it's a high mishazach, it's my right hand. That's why he's able to invest so much into Torah. The person who's not so successful, you know what? Is because his connection to Torah is like a spectator. It's like someone, a guest, I'll call it. Someone who's trying to do it. He's trying to do it, but it's not Maiza. Let me explain a little bit. And the biggest, one of the biggest Seudas in Kirchas HaNefesh, and has to do with the Seudas that we talk about, we've mentioned this many times, is how at home and how connected a person feels to something. Let's get a few mashalim, basic mashalim. This is mashalim adding, so if I keep shooting hundreds of mashalim. One mashalim we always give is a musik. Those who follow sports are very familiar with this. A musik in sports called home court advantage. Home court advantage. It's documented statistically by way far that a team who's playing at home is 100 times, I'm so much more successful than what's on the guest, what's on the road. What's the site? What's the site? What's the var? They have people cheering on, I hear. I don't think that's Loi Mekadlam. Loi Mekadlam is this Nakuda. When you're at home, it's my turf. When you're home and in my turf, this is my place. This is where this is my house, it's my place. When you're a guest, you're trying to make it work. You're trying to win. You're not here. You're not in your natural habitat. Is the story of life. In learning, I'm going to start talking about it a little bit tonight, maybe more later on tonight, and maybe next week even more. You don't realize how much the deciding factor, how mitzliach we're learning, is how much we're I'm learning now Yuma with somebody. I, Baruch Hashem, and Yuma, there's a lot of, right now, the last few days, there's a lot of Yoni Kochim. Baruch Hashem, I'm familiar with a little Kochim. I was like, 3 years Kochim. It's very funny. I'm learning with somebody first time in the country. You can't begin to explain the difference between me and him. I could read the blot. He's butchered. What's the difference? I'm a Balkishan, I'm a Mefshanat. I don't know. What's the name of that? It's not the Nakuda. Very simple. Kim, when he calls the country, it's totally fremd. It's totally strange. It's totally strange. He feels like he's not going to know what's going to know. He's going to try. He's going to try his hardest. It's unfamiliar. It's strange, removed. It's not. But if something comfortable with it, it's at home, it's something that's your zach. So there's yamin and there's small. It's people, I asked them to write, talk about Zimna Zimna, I asked them to write a Chiddush Torah, and they say, oh, I'm going to write in English. Did you ever see any Talmud Chacham? Are you going to be B'chaim Kanievsky writing English? Did you ever see any Talmud Chacham put it in a sefer? I might talk about Mafkia, put it in a sefer. No problem if you start writing in English, but one day, I want you to write Chiddushim in Hebrew. Why don't I want you to write Chiddushim in Hebrew? Because that shows if you're doing it like a lefty or a righty. Is that what I'm telling you? That shows if you're doing it like a lefty or a righty. If you're writing it in English, the pshat is that I decided really that my life is not going to be a Talmud Chacham. I'm going to be a Baal Boaz, about all the things. I want to have a Shaykhs to learning. Shaykhs. I want to come explore. But no, if I'm going to be a Talmud Chacham, I'm going to start writing in Hebrew. That's what everyone does. That's what writes. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Of course, it's going to happen. That's a shame. When I was a young Bacher, I speak about this many times. Someone told me to write a lot. I look back I once looked back in my notebook. Such shtusim that I wrote there. But I wrote it with such like a, I wrote it in the Lashon of Gedolim. V'yishloim en nirun an ez daitis tzorchin, ayin mashka safti shom. It's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah. The third year guy in America, who are you? What if you don't know anything? I didn't know anything. But no, pshat is that the Yamini, you gotta do it like a righty. You gotta do it like a righty. You gotta do it like a righty. You gotta do it. Where does that come from? It comes from Mitoch HaNatzi. Why are we feel mufka? Because we're talking mufka. But it's a catch 22, it's a vicious cycle. If you're mufka, you're not gonna get anywhere. If you're a righty, if you're a meaningful, then you're gonna get somewhere. This exact lashon of rova that we have in Gemara Shabbos Daf Pei Ches and Beis Maimin Ba Esmal Ova, it's put in a more new madach in Beis and Beis the lashon acher leumonin ba samich samed chay leloy mumon leumonin ba. It means meyuman yomin is also connected to umon, an expert, someone who is like an expert, someone who's like an expert. Rabbi Ruchim in one place says an umon, the aside of an umon. He's a natural. An expert acts like a natural. I've said this many times. The yisoid of an uman is that he could be under the biggest pressure in the world. He acts the same way he does as when he was in medical school. The top surgeon they get, the prime minister, the president, or Yashiv, I remember, they got the best brain surgeon or something. What's the yisoid of him? The yisoid of him is that he can have somebody who called Klaiyazul's Tully on, but he'll calm. He's natural, he's confident. He's not pressured, he's not. That's an uman. That's a sign, that's a simon mufuk of an uman. An uman's a natural. Uman is also milah shyness of he believes in himself. Uman. He's a natural. Rav Yeshua Soloveitchik is the sixth dar of Rosh Hashiva, his sons. The Beis Levi was a Rosh Hashiva. Rav Chaim was a Rosh Hashiva. Rav Biskurov was a Rosh Hashiva. Rav Beryl was a Rosh Hashiva. His sons. They're born, I'm not saying, they're naturals. He's born a Rosh Hashiva. And when he grows up, when he grew up, he's grown up, he's groomed as a Rosh Hashiva. He's an uman, he's a natural. His father was a lawyer, his grandfather was a lawyer, his father was a doctor. He's going to be, that person has a different type of a thing. Klal Yisroel, Matan Torah, they went with the Mahalach of Maiminin, but how did they have it? They weren't naturals. The answer was they were. How did they get to that? The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this matzav. The Kaddish Baruch Hu put me in this matzav, then I have to be an uman. I have to be a maminan bo. I have to be a maminan bo. So Davar Nifle, the goyim in Shir Hashim, the goyim in Shir Hashim of the pasuk towards the beginning of Perek Beis, the pasuk says, "Bitziloi chimadeti v'yoshavti upiryoi mosoik lechiki." Zok the Goyin, Vitziloi Chimanti is talking about Matan Torah, talking about Nasa Vinishma. He says, Mori de Kazach. Look at the Goyin like this. When the Umas HaOilam asked Maksiv Bo, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him Loi Tzir Tzach, Loi Sinof, where is that written? On the left side of the Luchas, on the Tzad small of the Luchas. On the Tzad small of the Luchas. Klal Yisrael, yeah, as the Goyin says, they didn't ask anything, but he right away told him, "Anoich v'lo yilcha." Mipi Hashmur Gamar. That's the tzad you mean. That's the tzad you mean. Zok the goyin, it's me the kenegan mida. Klal Yisrael didn't ask any Mike Sivboy. They went be a min. And the woman said, "Oy lemo, ask Mike Sivboy. That's small. This is mamish asugi. Mamish we're talking about. Mike Sivboy, what that is a stutter. It's like I have to see if it's for me. I'm not ready for me. That's small." It's lefty. A Yamin boy is Nasa v'nishma. I'm going to do it. I have to be there. The shal is how. I have to listen. I have to take, eventually the orders, I have to take the command. I'm going to listen. But a muchonim, a moisim dvorak, yil dvar Hashem asuya. This is my minun bo. He must minun bo. Rain doesn't shtel to this chazal. Bilchur is kaf tverat mamash. Vizach. Shteit ole hedia that Nasa v'nishma was a mahalach of my minun bo. Was a mahalach of maiminan bo. This is the musik maiminan bo. This is a woman. So new tight learn things about you. Chazal say, Rashbi v'chaver vor terosu yamasu. So we always think that's the result. You always think that's the result. Teres of Nosi is this Hagdar of Chazal, someone who learns 24/7. That came, I don't know who came first, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what came first. I'm not sure if they came, they're Asmoda, and they came first, and that's, or it's their woman, or it's Maminaba. Their woman. Their woman, they were said, this is going to be me, this is who I'm going to be. Child is a matter of time. But I'm going to be Kala Terakula. Nigla and Nister, I should be. That's going to be me. Terosin, Terosin. Your eyes tonight with the makne, more with the makne. Al derech a Jewish, but the Ryan is towards the end of the Hakdama to say for makne kedushin. Moram is to upshat. There's a famous theory which Tosfos has in a few places. The Gemara says in Kama Mekaymes kedushin of mem. The tchilas dinoi maybe it's an hijjan also. Tchilas dinoi shel adam al din of jeter. La'asin lovoi when Yankee is going to come up to. Bezen Shamala, the first thing they need to be is the Beitar. First thing. Why don't you learn like you're supposed to? What is it? It's a chain effect. Tosfos, the one Shabbos, Taflam and Aleph says that they ask a person, Shisha Shailas, that's a person, Shaz Din. And it sounds like the first Shail is, Lasatavana Asta Satavana. Lasatavana Satavana. Sounds like a Shaila. If your master of a mountain was in, Emunah, it sounds like that's my business. Later on, they ask him about the Tum Tur. Tosfos says two roots. Tidua, I think the Gemara Tzchias already brings in Shabbos over there that the Goyim learned that the Shail of Masatim and Emunah, not like Tosfos, also is in Tur. It's not in business. It's not that you did business. Emunah is a very important thing, but that's not the first thing they ask. It's in Tur. The Goyim learns it means they asked if you learned Chilik Zorim. The Machaneh Kinnear is going with that Malach. And he says a noob Shabbos there of Jewish that the Shail of Masatim and Emunah is in Tur, but it's a certain plot in Tur. Listen to the Machaneh. Says like this. B'tchilos limud ha'odom. He's talking about somebody in his early years, but it's nagia of us keseder. Av she'ein adayin sichloi oylo yofen. B'lisa v'litim ba'alocha. A guy's first year base medrash. Afilu ochi yomri chazal. V'diglu olay havi. He brings the chazal, I'm not sure, I'm stumbling myself the pasuk over there in Shirashir. Chazal say, v'diglu olay havi, afilu liglugoy olay havi. Liglug is something you say as jokes. Things that you say like, so he's learning it means, as far as a person says when he starts off, they're like jokes. He thinks it's serious, but it's like a joke. Even that's Aliyav. But this Baruch Hu says, that's very chavav to me. Why? V'hu al yedei ha'emuna, ki b'roiv ha'yomim yizdachich sichloi lahov en amita shetar. Because a person, when he starts off, he has to have emuna, hu and emuna, emuna and zich. Ki b'roiv ha'yomim yizdachich sichloi lahov en amita shetar. He's going to become a tamu chocham, a god of a Torah. If he's going to be miyageyat, it's guaranteed. It's also Gemara in Daf Chof Amud Beis, Sanhedrin. Lomar nikra shma tushia. Chazal say various reasons why the Torah is referred to as tushia. The eighth of his tushia. Zok the Gemara one pshat. The lashon toyu. Tushia the lashon toyu. Dvorim shel toyu sha'olam mushtas aleihem. So more pash peladik Gemara. Toyu means things of nothingness. Rashi says, Dibur Ba'alma. Sounds like the world is based, is founded on Dvarim Shel Toyu. What does it mean? Zoktem Moridik, this is what it means. It means words that you're saying when you're young, you're not so experienced. Who are you? You just started Kachim, you're starting Erevin. You don't know a thing about Erevin. You're starting Ribbis. What are you talking about? You're starting Taroivis. Mr. first grader. What are you going to start saying, Grace as far as? Yeah, that's Dvarim Shel Toyu. When a person says Dvarim Shel Toyu with emuna, when he says it with emuna, then he's going to be matzliach. Daf masa matin shel katnus hu Dvarim Shel Toyu chavivim heim lefnei v'yamin ki al yodo yegia zu yimotzi seichel toyu v'zeu nosata v'nosata b'emuna. And that's the pshat when they ask him nosata v'nosata b'emuna. Lefida makne, this is tchilas dinei shel adam. Meridik, the way we're saying it's going to be a very sobering shaila. A person's going to come, and he's going to have all the excuses in the world. And the Abish is going to ask him, the first shaila, Meir, did you believe in yourself? Did you believe in yourself? When you started Pesachim, did you believe you're going to finish Pesachim? Did you believe you're going to know the chalakim of the Iyan inside and out? Were you on the way to doing that? Or was it a dream? Was it a try? Was it a test? Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. When you decided to invest in tefillah, and you started to work in tefillah, did you just try a little bit, once, twice, and say, okay, I'll try to have kavana, but it's going to be mamshich like I've been doing the past who knows how many years, that I try a little bit, and then I spaced out most of the most life. Tefillahs go like a little bit after Rosh Hashanah, a little bit by Shavuos, a little bit by Pesach, but after that, nothing there. Who knows? Did you believe in yourself that you could be an emes mispalel? You could be someone of a shaykh avodah. In all areas, there's a shayla of nasata v'nasata be'emuna. This is tchilas dinay shel adam because this is the goyrim. Again, and a person asks, so where do I get this from? Where do I get the chutzpah? Where do I get the nerve, the azas, to be so fazichet to myself? Back to our Rashi. Emuna comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be a bal gaiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. And in this world, wherever a person is in a matzev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu either gave you this wife, he gave you this seichel, he gave you this koichas ha-nefesh, he gave you this kid. He holds you could do it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell you it's going to rain tomorrow, would it be kiel dvar Hashem asuya? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell you, you're going to be matzliach. It has to be kiel dvar Hashem asuya. But it's totally in you. It's totally like you're doing a righty or a lefty. I don't want the Elim to be mindic in this, and I want to be mamshich next week. It's not a small sugya like some people think. Self-confidence, either have it or you don't. There are some people who are very trialed with the sugya of self-esteem. It's a very chashuv zach to work on. Even someone who doesn't have a tremendous problem with them, basic things, but there's ad in soif madrigas, like I was Maramis do, and how much you could grow in your mood and yourself. When you have a mood in yourself and the makaris from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you have and you do it like a mamin and bum, that's lach is going to happen. Oyusudvar. Yumuchan in 100%. It's guaranteed. Everything's tali. Nasata, nasata, mamin and bum, samadachai. Thank you.